Psalms chapter 90. If we connect it with any particular time in the life of Moses, the best suggestion is the time described in Numbers 20. The historical setting is probably best understood by the incidents recorded in Numbers 20. The death of Miriam, Moses' sister, the sin of Moses in striking the rock in the wilderness, which kept him from entering the promised land, and the death of Aaron, Moses' brother. William MacDonald, also a social hymn, with the death of many Israelites in the desert. The published statistics of the deaths caused by the pandemic have alarmed us, and the news of the loss of a loved one has distressed us and made us more aware than ever of the fragility of life. You sweep people away in the sleep of death. They are like the new grass of the morning. In the morning, it springs up new, but by evening, it is dry and withered. How timely this prayer of Moses is. Teach us to number our days, that we may gain a heart of wisdom. Let's count our days and make sure our days count. I found these words on a piece of paper inside one of my books, and I think this is exactly what I would like to do for the rest of my days. I don't know how long I will live, but as long as I live, Lord, let me be of help to someone who needs it, through a glance, a word, or a deed. Let me do all I can to make things easier for my neighbor. I want nothing more than to do my part in lifting up someone's heart, lifting up someone who is sick and tired of it all. Then I will not have lived in vain. If I have been able to change a sad face into a smile, I will not be interested how long I live, as long as I can give and give and give.